This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Founding Fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Day before yesterday, the NSSF came out about the ABC cancellation of their top-rated Friday night series, Last Man Standing, featuring Tim Allen as Mike Baxter. A conservative family man and marketing executive for a fictional sporting goods chain called Outdoor Man. According to the NSSF, they said this Wednesday, Outdoor Man was a Hollywood set version of a sporting goods store, of course, but it did have a gun counter, and there was a gun cabinet in the Baxter household. There were plenty of references to hunting. Last Man Standing also was a family-oriented show with life lessons every week delivered through plot lines involving his wife, three daughters, two sons, and law, and a neighbor. In many ways, the show was an island of mainstream values in a sea of network political correctness and pandering. The announcement spawned some widespread speculation. The network dumped Allen for his right-wing views and overt support for President Donald Trump, both on and off camera, a rumor that they have denied. NSSF continues, what people saw was a loving family with a main character and a supporting cast members employed in our industry. Guns were discussed for their use in hunting and the shooting sports in at least one episode for self-defense. This was on ABC's Friday Night lineup for 6 years. It raked in more than 8 million viewers in its latest season, second only to Modern Family. Deadline reports Last Man Standing rates as ABC's third most watched scripted series overall behind Grey's Anatomy and Modern Family. Still, ABC Entertainment President Channing Dungey said she canceled the series May 10th after network executives decided on a change of direction for the Friday night lineup away from comedies and into superhero dramas. Yeah, but that's not something you normally do. That's not something you normally do. A TV series is only as good as its writers, and in some cases, in the case of Andy Griffith, the Andy Griffith Show, that show went on for a very long time, but it was only supposed to go on for, I think, 5 years. That's why Barney Fife left that series, because his contract only ran for 5 years. So the way TV works, TV is one of these things where it's all based upon contracts and ratings and everything else. But there's been a few shows that have gone out on top. Most don't. Most stay around a little too long. In the case of, there have been other TV series like Firefly, which was on the Sci-Fi Network, which it was canceled after one season. And the outcry from the fan base was so loud that they had to come back and make Serenity the closure movie for Firefly. Dungey said that we make tough calls and cancel shows that we otherwise would have loved to stay on the air. That's the job, she said in a phone call, according to CNN. But I canceled Last Man Standing for the same business and scheduling reasons that I canceled Real O'Neill's, Dr. Ken, The Catch, and American Crime. Allen tweeted Tuesday that he felt stunned and blindsided by the network's decision. NSSF said that we're sure that we speak for many of our members in saying that we're sorry to see this series end. If it existed in the real world, Outdoor Man would be a retailer member and Mike Baxter would attend SHOT Show. Listen. There's other stuff that goes on behind the scenes on this thing. ABC did not own Last Man Standing. They had to pay licensing for it. Now, they also had to pay licensing for other shows as well. So that's not one reason to cancel it. But, you know. The unfortunate thing is this probably, a lot of times with a show like this, this would get picked up. Maybe one of the streaming services would pick it up or something. I don't think that's going to happen with this one. I don't know why I think this. I think unless Alan was willing to, I mean, he got Nancy Travis as playing his wife. I mean, she's a actor with all kinds of chops too, an actress with all kinds of chops. I don't know how much it costs per episode. I'm pretty sure it's probably not cheap. And I don't know how long the public will sit back and say, well, we'll wait for you to get picked up by somebody else. The last time I saw this happen was with another TV series, which was Longmire, which seems to me to be sort of a pro-gun TV series because it's happening in Wyoming, and everybody's carrying guns all over the place, and nobody thinks anything about it. So that got canceled, but then I got picked up the very next season by somebody else. And I think this one is winding down. I think Longmire is getting ready to wind down on this is their final season. TV is not something that lasts forever. As a matter of fact, I sit back and I look at things that have happened recently. And I had two very favorite singers. And I mean, I really enjoy music, but I've had two very favorite singers. One was Prince, dead at 58. The other was Chris Cornell, who passed away this week, which I think the jury's out on whether there might have been some drug complications to the fact, but I mean, he killed himself. And, you know, these artists like this, they, after a time, they run their course and then the nostalgia begins to kick in and then they begin to play live shows. Now, Prince, of course, kept putting out new material. But George Michaels, did he die this year or last year? 53 years old. When was the last time he put something out? These guys run their course. And that's one reason I tried to get into TV last night. That was a real bad, dumb decision. That's why I'm going to stick with radio, because radio does not seem to have the same shelf life as anything else. So when something like this happens and you see one of your TV shows out there, there may be some political undertones to this. I don't know. We're never going to know, and it's not going to matter. This is not one of the things that you fall on the sword for. It was a TV series coming out of Hollywood. So, of course, it was an anomaly. It was apparently very good. I don't watch TV. I've never seen it. I've seen who's in it, and maybe I should watch it. Maybe it'll get on Netflix. I don't know. I'll have to go and look. But we got bigger fish to fry. This is not something for us to sit around and let it consume us. Mr. Allen and Ms. Travis and all of those people on that television series, they will find something else and they will move on. That's what they do. Allen will still get work because he is Tim Allen. And I mean, he's one of my favorite actors, so I hope he still gets work. He's of a stature to where he should be able to. If he doesn't get work, he'll just make his own. That's what you do when you get to a certain size. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity. I mean, it is literally a matter of if you already have your guns and your magazines or your ammunition or however it's going to load, you can go there and get everything else you need. Literally everything else. One-stop shopping. Tacticalholsters.com. Yesterday, two retired Army generals told Congress that the Army and Marine Corps should adopt a new infantry rifle with a more powerful cartridge than the current 5.56 millimeter used in the M4 carbine. Retired Lieutenant General John Bednarik and retired Major General Robert Scales, Jr., testified at a May 17th hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee's Airland Subcommittee, and this was held to look at the U.S. military's future small arms requirements. Now, one thing about the rifle, there's a few things to consider about the rifle. Other countries have moved to other things. The Russians have moved since the AK-47. They have had the AK-74, the AK-102, the AK-12. I mean, and I don't know what they're using now. The platform is based upon a, you know, the AK platform, but the weapon has evolved. The M4, the M16, is basically 1950s technology. It has morphed into a very modular system. The problem is that they are so doggone cheap to make. To make a good M4 doesn't take a lot of money. The weapon has been, I mean, the M4 is like the 1911. It has been cloned and used and built and reimagined. And you know, it's very adaptable to different cartridges, which makes me wonder why they just wouldn't simply do a swap of that. But anyway. Subcommittee Chairman Tom Cotton from Arkansas opened the hearing by criticizing the 5.56 millimeter as underpowered. Said there are a lot of reports of enemy combatants surviving being hit by multiple 5.56 rounds. Now, we tried to improve the 5.56 round by developing different versions with greater range and firepower, but I'm not convinced this gives our troops the edge they need, especially if our enemies continue making advances in technology. General Bednarik agreed, it's time to upgrade to a higher, more lethal caliber weapon system for our infantry ground troops, regardless of service or component, regardless of color of uniform. Bednarik is the former chief of the Office of Security Cooperation, Iraq. He served in numerous combat arms leadership positions, including as a rifle platoon leader in the 2nd Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment in 1978, a very storied unit in the American Army. Commander of the 275th from the same unit, 1996 to 98. He also served in Operation Iraqi Freedom during his time as the Assistant Division Commander for Operations in the 25th Infantry Division, Light, from 2005 to 2008. Bednarik told lawmakers that the 5.56 millimeter ammunition used by the Army and the Corps cannot penetrate the Level 2 and Level 3 body armor of adversaries. These are hard body armors. So, they have problems with that. Then again, so does 308, though 308 with AR-500 type steel will not penetrate AR-500 type steel. It will hurt an awful bunch, but it won't penetrate. General said our capability to eliminate that threat at medium or long range is almost gone, so we must have small armed systems that can stop and can penetrate that increased enemy protection. This is going to be a round that's going to be flying fast, and it's going to have a whole bunch of punch. I don't know what that round's going to look like. Scales told lawmakers the M4 carbine in use by the Army and the Corps has an operating system that is fundamentally flawed. He's talking about direct impingement, which I don't know where he gets that from, to be honest with you. It's out there. It's been out there for quite some time. The Army has never adopted piston-driven ARs, as good as they are. They have never adopted that, so he says all the things that we could do to marginally improve it aren't going to make a big difference because the operating system is literally dependent on a puff of gas that blows a floating bolt back and slides it back into position. and any amount of dust, in my case dirt, in our soldiers' rifles fouling from the round will cause the weapon to jam. This is why you clean them, General. Scales is the former commandant of the U.S. Army War College and an artillery officer who was awarded the Silver Star for bravery during the Vietnam War. Scales said the M4 carbine's 5.56mm cartridge is just too small for modern combat. Its lack of mass limits its range to less than 400 meters. I believe, he said, that tomorrow's rifle should be something on a mid-range caliber between 6.5mm and 7mm, adding that the new cartridge could be made almost as light as a 5.56 by using a polymer shell or plastic shell casing. Scales said the Army has argued that in an era of declining resources, a new rifle will cost more than $2 billion. But they have a way around this. He said, if we only buy rifles for the infantry, a force that today, Army, Marine, and Special Forces, is about actually 50,000 people, that total would be reduced to as little as $50 million. The Army and the Marine Corps can keep their current stocks of M4s and M16s because the vast majority of men and women in the ground services aren't infantrymen. That's true. Take 7 combat support personnel for each infantryman. And they say that, frankly, for other MOSs like artillery and the admin services, the M4 works just fine. Cotton asked why it's so hard to field a new rifle. And he said it's not a ballistic missile defense system. It's not a new stealth bomber. It's not a new aircraft carrier. It's a rifle. Why is it so hard? Why is the acquisition corps say, why do they say it's going to take 7 years to get a new rifle? Scales blamed the acquisition system, which may be on par. It may be true. I hate to say it, but some of the people I've talked to in the Army staff recently are telling me that the same regulations that dictate building an F-35 fighter are at play in trying to design and build a little 7-pound piece of plastic and steel. Then, perhaps predictably, a lawmaker asked what the special operators use. Senator Angus King, independent from Maine, asked what do the SEALs use now for a weapon. Scales said they use many things. They use the Agent K-416, which is an Agent Heckler & Koch weapon, the one that killed Osama bin Laden. King said, would that be a suitable weapon that would meet the needs that you've described? Scales said it would. And that's what happened on Capitol Hill. So here's my 2 cents on this matter. The Army canceled their competition to replace the M4 with an improved carbine in 2013, looking at the M4A1. You know what? We'll finish that on the other side. This is worth hearing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. 96.9. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty that you probably won't ever have to use, but it's there, and it is the class of the industry. TacticalHolsters.com. Talking about the problems, first of all, talking about the need for them to finally update the standard issued weapon. Now, remember, they've just updated to the Sig Sauer P320, right, for the handgun system, which the 1911 was there from 1911, I guess, or whenever it was adopted to 1985, and then from 1985 to present time, it's been the M9, the Beretta, and now it's going to be the Sig Sauer P320. Which will be actually a very good weapon to use. But the sidearm is a secondary weapon. It is, most guys don't get off, they don't get issued one of these. They don't get a secondary weapon. They have a primary weapon, which is the rifle. And the rifle that we're using today, the M4, which is a shortened version of the M16, this is 1950s technology. It has been updated a few times. The updates have been good. There are a few people out there that do not like this General Scales. He does not like gas impingement. although gas impingement is pretty reliable nowadays. There are companies like Primary Weapon Systems that are out there that make great, fully functioning piston-driven rifles that are not going to be subjected to the same kind of stoppages that a gas impingement system will if it is not properly maintained. That is a very key thing about it. I have not heard, and if they're you know, just because I haven't heard it doesn't mean anything. I haven't heard of a bunch of bad stuff happening in the sandbox because of the gas impingement system. But we're not going to go there right now. General Scales was asked about what the SEALs used, and they used the H&K 416, right? And then he was asked, would that be a suitable weapon to meet the needs that you've described, and General Scales said yes. So, once again, let me try to start this again. The Army canceled their replacement competition with a new improved carbine in 2013 and decided to upgrade to the M4A1. Several gun makers were involved in the five-year effort, including the H&K with its 416. Scale said, I didn't come here before the committee to advocate for a weapons maker, but let me say this. Most people will tell you that the H&K system is the best in the world. The Marines just bought, they call it the M27, but you know it's really the H&K 416. It's the most reliable action in the world. Now, I don't like it when politicians get involved in choosing weapons for the military people. Especially with small arms. They mean well, but they use rumors instead of fact-based research to make their point, and they often search for overly simplistic solutions that are impossible for the military to act upon. And I'm not going to question the credibility of these witnesses, but I don't understand why there would be no active duty military members at the hearing. Generals are far and away removed from the battlefield for the most part. It's really good to hear the unfiltered truth, but I have to question some of the criticism of the 5.56 millimeter round. I get that they could benefit from a new round that is more effective than the 5.56 at longer ranges. And the 5.56 has had its problems in the past, particularly the M855 round. But the Army's 855A1 round and the Corps' current MK318, a 5.56 millimeter round that's popular in the special operations community, reportedly, these have very impressive terminal effects on the battlefield. If the Army and the Marines do get serious about a new rifle, the idea of issuing it strictly to the infantry and other combat arms units has a lot of merit, but the Marines are currently looking at expanding the role of the M27 infantry automatic rifle and issuing it to infantry units as a replacement for the M4. The Army is unwilling to look at adopting a new infantry rifle unless it is a true leap ahead in technology. Okay. The pluses of the M4, M16, AR-15 platform are the simplicity of both operating it and cleaning it and maintaining it. Every soldier in basic training learns the very basic rudiments of what that is, how to do it. When you're in your common task testing and basic training, you have 2 minutes to break it down and 2 minutes to put it back together. And that sounds like not a whole lot of time, but I mean, we could get it broke down. Most of my people in my class, we could get it broken down in 30 seconds. That is important because if you do have a malfunction with this weapon and you do have to start breaking it down, if you can do it really fast, that's going to be good. There's a whole protocol behind the weapon, the way the weapon functions and everything else. The ergonomics of the weapon, I mean, I know the AK is probably a superior platform when it comes to fully automatic fire. I get that. I just can't stand the AK when it comes to shooting the thing. In any configuration, I haven't shot a really good AK-74. That's the other thing. The AK-47s that are out there today, you're paying about the same money. If you get a decent one, you're going to pay about the same money as you would for a really good AR. The likelihood of finding ammunition for that in a situation where things got bad, probably not as good as they would be for, say, the AR-15. So, while we're all sitting around here twiddling our thumbs and wondering what our friends in the military are going to do with the weapon, possibly the H&K 416, maybe that is the answer, I don't know. The Army apparently is not going to be willing to go to that. I don't know what they want the next gun to be. Are they looking for a bullpup? Do they want an IWI Tabor or something like the British carry or something like that? What kind of a system are they looking for? I mean, I don't own a Tabor. I have shouldered one more than once. I've never shot one. That gun feels incredibly back heavy. And the only problem with it being back heavy is that most of the time when you're out walking humping the trail and everything and going out there and pounding miles, that weight is pain. Pain. Ounces lead to pounds and pounds lead to pain. So they need to find something lightweight. They need to find something that has a punch, and I guess they're looking for something to go out a further range. The reason the Soviets' weapons work, so the Russian bloc weapons work, is because of their round, 7.62. That's another thing. I don't particularly like that round. I prefer carrying more ammunition, lightweight, if I can. Maybe I'm just a mind-numb robot that is just so enamored with the AR-15 platform, I just can't see past my own problems. That's also a very vague possibility. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Oh, yes, it is. Unbelievable quality. Unbelievable durability. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Coming from the desk of my buddy Rob Morse, who, quite honestly, he just doesn't write enough. I have to agree with him about this too. When I first meet people, the first thing I don't do is I don't say, hey, I'm a gun owner and I'm carrying one. Sometimes people find out about that, and the way they respond is sometimes remarkable. The presumption is that they are sincere in what they say, but it's not a very easy assumption to make. Their comments are very telling because it's more of a confession about themselves than an honest question that would be directed at me or you. And that answer has to be tempered because of the social situation in most cases. But Rob correctly made the presumption that maybe all of us experience this. So Rob has kept his answers to himself, but he's going to share them now, or we're going to share with him. One that he gets is, I live on the safe side of town, so I don't need a gun for protection. According to Rob, he hears this normally from a well-to-do woman, and it makes him smile. Does she think criminals don't have maps that show them where the rich people live? Maybe she thinks that the criminals can't drive. This female is obviously intelligent, but she has a profound blind spot when it comes to personal safety. Rob didn't meet her inside the gated community, so why does she think she is safe everywhere? Next answer is guns aren't the answer. And maybe they aren't the answer, but then we are certainly talking about different questions. I would assume the speaker knows that the police have firearms for personal protection. The first person who told anybody, you know, that suggested that I go armed was a friend of mine that was a police officer. I tend to listen to those pros. Then this is the, I love this one. People don't protect themselves with guns any longer. That is just a fantasy from the Old West. They've read entirely too many cowboy novels. Now, they never learned the real history of the Western frontier, and the speaker never bothered to learn the facts about armed citizens who carry in public now. Armed towns on the Western frontier were safer than our large Democrat-controlled cities today, aren't you? Yeah. Just ask Marshall Dillon. Then only the police should have guns. True, the police should have guns, but have you thought about what it is like to be a policeman? Almost every policeman that, you know, that I meet recommends I carry a gun. If they find out I'm carrying a gun, they tap me on, they pat me on, good for you, good for you. These are the guys that go in and find these crime victims. When they go in and find a helpless crime victim who was there, who was only just, you know, their only option was to take what was coming, I think they would rather find a shaken homeowner, a shaken victim who just dealt with a perpetrator than a dead victim. Time after time and day after day, the police arrive too late. They take reports from innocent injured victims. And that's the core part of their job, and it has to hurt. They would much rather take your report that says you protected yourself and the criminal ran away. Then there's only criminals have guns. Well, that's really a statement about how narrow a group of friends the speaker has. It's, you know, you may turn out to be the first gun owner that they've ever known that actually admitted it. And there are 136 million gun owners in the U.S. To be fair, they probably don't own anyone who owns a pickup truck either. You know, you don't need a gun. That's another answer you get. That's true. And I don't need a toothpaste or toothbrush or deodorant or a fire extinguisher or a first aid kit in my car, but I have them. Just like I have a firearm. Then there's my husband or wife has a gun, so I don't need one. And that, you know, I'm just sitting back, biting my lip when that happens. I'm thinking they volunteered to be the designated victim or maybe the designated hostage. But it must be an interesting personal relationship they have with their spouse. But I don't want to get into that with them. Then guns don't belong in schools. Lots of things don't belong in schools. And, you know, I've seen them. Cuts and broken bones don't belong in schools, but we have first aid kits on scene for a reason. Active shooters don't belong in schools. Dead children don't belong in schools. What exactly is the plan if you don't have a true defensive option in place, a armed response defensive option in place in a school? Then I get, you just want to kill someone. This is someone who has no idea about the cost of threatening to use lethal force or pulling the trigger. Ignorance, in their case, has to absolutely be bliss. I couldn't kill someone. That's hard to believe. Maybe the people who say this think they are gentle. Would they really stand by and watch while their family is threatened or injured? People like you shouldn't have machine guns. I have fired many automatic weapons before. Not having a fully automatic weapon does not compromise me in any way, simply because I don't have enough ammo to operate a fully automatic weapon. That's why I don't want one. Then I get, why do you want another tool that kills? These people know nothing about improvising, do they? I mean, I could take my shoelaces and wrap an end around each hand and strangle you with it. And it's a tool for killing when I do that. It's called a ligature. You're more likely to be hurt if you have a gun because the criminal will take your gun away from you. The criminal, if I pull my weapon on the criminal, the criminal's going to have enough time for this to register in his mind that he sees a gun pointing at him. Now, I know what it feels like to shoot somebody. I know it doesn't feel good at all. So, having said that, I know what that feels like. So when I pull the gun, if I'm pulling the gun in self-defense and the criminal keeps coming, they will find the criminal. He will be down. And I will deal with the ramifications. But I guess they're saying we'd be safer if we disarmed the police and gave the guns to the criminals. That way the police would always have a gun when they needed it by taking the criminal's gun. Yeah, I guess it's sort of an interesting idea if you, but it, you know, you go first and I'll record the results from here. I heard similar things of this last night. I just didn't get a chance to answer them. I'm glad that Rob dealt with that frustration as well as he did. I probably didn't deal with it too well. I was too busy sitting back saying, wow, this is like being in a comic book, a badly written one. I hope I look good on video, though. But I'm not alone. You guys have heard similar things, and you've thought similar things. And whether you own up to some of this stuff in public, I guess that's completely up to you. I do get around to it simply because when my profession comes up, everybody wants to know what I talk about, and I tell them. And the looks I get when that happens, it's quite amusing, really, truly. Quite amusing. Hour number three is headed in, so we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well on with the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.